2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 33 degrees, KSL's top story. Utah's National Guard members who were sent to D.C. are talking about their job in the nation's capital. Let's listen. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
350 Utah troops are in the nation's capital following the violent protests nearly 2 weeks ago.
And things are actually fairly quiet right now, which is a very good thing, I would say. And hopefully they're going to stay that way.
They're working with Capitol Police ahead of Wednesday's inauguration, tasked with protecting critical buildings.
Capitol Police are assigned to a certain region within downtown D.C., and so we are supporting them in that region.
Captain Belknap says although they wish it was under different circumstances, the soldiers are in good spirits.
A lot of them have smiles on their faces. They're getting fed, they're getting sleep, they're getting chances to live a part of this historic event.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The TSA and airports are increasing security after intelligence officials say they could face violence in the next few days. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Airport and airline personnel, especially here in Washington, a new intelligence analysis said are at risk of potential violence. The report, obtained by ABC News, said individuals could become physically and verbally abusive toward flight crew or other passengers because of grievances associated with the presidential transition. Members of Congress have been harassed at airports, and the TSA has increased security, which the report suggested could agitate violent individuals.
Many people who heckled Senators Mitt Romney and Lindsey Graham have been banned by Delta for giving them a hard time at airports and aboard flights. Local officials say the removal of some alternative social media platforms may have been partially responsible for the low turnout at Utah's state capitol protest yesterday. Department of Public Safety Commissioner Jess Anderson says without Parler and other social networks, it can be harder for groups to organize.
Can't help but think and speculate that that was probably some of the cause for otherwise disrupting the movement.
Parler, an alternative social media network, was removed by Amazon, Apple, Google last week. Parler today is reportedly back online, but its app is still not available in the app stores. 2 days ahead of the inauguration, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris resigned from the Senate today. ABC's Alex Stone talks about her replacement.
California Governor Gavin Newsom now formally submitting the appointment of Alex Padilla to be California's first Latino U.S. senator. Padilla has been California's Secretary of State. As Vice President-elect Kamala Harris resigned from the Senate, Padilla resigned as Secretary of State and then was appointed by the governor to the Senate. Newsom is also submitting a nomination for a new Secretary of State. Alex Stone, ABC News, Washington.
The Census Bureau's director has resigned nearly a year early. Stephen Dillingham's resignation comes a week after many whistleblowers reported they were being pressured to gather and publish rushed data on documented and undocumented immigrants. Dillingham's team wouldn't have been up for nearly a year. As the U.S. approaches 400,000 COVID deaths, vaccine distribution and administration has been slow going. It's forcing some new mega vaccination sites to close temporarily. And online vaccine appointment forms are only allowing a fraction of people to sign up at any one time.
Overall, we will require 12 million doses to reach two doses for all Marylanders. Right now, we have received 4.5% of that amount.
That's Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan, a Republican who asks for patience. There's a very limited supply of vaccine right now, he says. Hundreds of people, 70 and older, went to Salt Lake County's mass vaccination clinic today and got their shot. Some people who got it at the Mountain America Expo Center say it did ease their concerns of being exposed every time they do anything.
Just any little thing I do, whether go to the grocery store or to the bank, I won't have as much worry when I have to do the regular activities.
Officials with the Salt Lake County Health Department say it took an average of 6 minutes for people to get through the registration line to get the vaccine. KSL News Time 634. A reminder, the National Weather Service has issued a high wind warning for northern Utah. It takes effect this evening, late tonight, into tomorrow morning. They're advising people along the northern Wasatch Front to secure your leftover holiday decorations, trampolines, garbage cans. Wind is expected to be about 70 miles an hour, not as strong as the big September wind event, but the wind will kick up at 2 in the morning. It'll die down around noontime tomorrow. KSL News Time 6:35. The University of Utah is kicking off its week-long celebration honoring the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. This year, it's a virtual celebration because of the pandemic, and KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The rallies and events that would normally happen during the university's MLK Week kickoff had to be brought indoors because of COVID-19, but University VP for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion, Marianne Villarreal, says they couldn't not have it.
Launching and celebrating the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. had to be done.
This year's theme is Good Trouble, to honor the late Representative John Lewis, who marched with Martin Luther King Jr. Speakers like Governor Spencer Cox say that means disrupting the wrongs in the system without unnecessary destruction.
Sometimes we have to hit rock bottom before we start to emerge from the abyss.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:36. Ricky, traffic has been a mess up the canyons right through into the evening, right?
Yeah. And this took us all by surprise. But
wait. Are you speechless? Is that happening now here?
You never thought the day would come, did you? Well, for those who are stuck in these delays in Parley's Canyon, we are actually starting to see speeds improve slightly. Now, we're nowhere clear of the delays, but at least you're moving. Whereas before, traffic was at a complete standstill, so you're still going to see heavily congested traffic and slow speeds both directions of I-80 between Foothill and Lambs Canyon. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic so bad that Ricky doesn't know what to say? That's never happened. Oh, everybody, you'll get home. It's starting to loosen up. It's 6:37 at KSL. My minute's on the way. Next.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.